World Sport from the BBC with me, Nick Hatton. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, rivals on the pitch but tensions off it dominate the build-up to Manchester United against Liverpool.
Well, they said plenty, haven't they? We've kept our counsel, and I think it's the right thing to do in these situations, and we'll keep it that way.
For us, we enjoy going there to play football, and as I say, that's all we're going to concentrate on now is football.
Harry Redknapp admits that he's flattered to be the bookie's favourite to be England manager. And in tennis, a rare appearance for Roger Federer in the Davis Cup brings an even rarer defeat. We'll start, though, with football. It's been dominating their rivalry for the last 4 months, but now both Manchester United and Liverpool are hoping they'll be able to put Luis Suarez's racist abuse ban behind them. It's a big game at any time, but this meeting of England's two most successful clubs will be the first, including both the Uruguayan and Patrice Evra, the man who made the accusations. Neither manager was willing to talk about the situation. We'll hear from Liverpool's Kenny Dalglish in a moment, but first the Manchester United manager, Sir Alex Ferguson.
We've just gone with our job. We've kept our dignity throughout. We're just concentrating the game. Well, they said plenty, haven't they? We've kept our counsel, and I think it's the right thing to do in these situations, and we'll keep it that way too.
It's a fantastic place to go and play. It's a fantastic arena. It's even more enjoyable when you walk away with a positive result. So for us, we enjoy going there to play football, and as I say, that's all we're going to concentrate on now is football. We've covered every other aspect of what has to be covered and the build up to it. So last time we with the game here in the cup tie, I think everybody played their part, both clubs, both sets of players, the fans. I thought the referee was magnificent on the day, and the way they handled the game. So for us, if it's the same again, then everybody will be happy.
Ryan Giggs has signed a new one-year contract at Manchester United. He'll be 39 by the time his latest one ends. He'll be in his 22nd year at Old Trafford. Teammate Javier Hernandez was just 2 years old when Giggs made his debut in 1991, and he says it's fantastic news.
Oh, unbelievable, no, for us. I think he's a great player, no? He's a legend here. He's a very good example for all the football players in all the world, though, not only in this club, and we're very delighted about that.
Can you? I know he's not a striker per se, but do you learn things from watching him in training?
Of course. Of any player here, we learn a lot of things. No, it doesn't matter. Of course, in the part of the likely striker, we probably look more on another type of players, but definitely the professional that he is, as like Paul Scholes and Nemanja and Patrice, you know, there are a few players that are more experienced than us, and we can learn a lot.
Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger has confirmed that Thierry Henry will return to the New York Red Bulls next week. The striker's on loan at his old club and is scheduled to go back to his MLS side on February the 16th. That's the day after the first leg of Arsenal's match in the European Champions League against AC Milan. Harry Redknapp says he's flattered to be the favourite to become England's new manager, but insists that he couldn't do the job on a part-time basis. Fabio Capello left the post with just 4 months to go until Euro 2012, and the Tottenham manager admits it's the ultimate job for any Englishman, but wouldn't want to combine it with his work at Spurs.
It's hard enough managing a league club, let alone managing your country. It's two very difficult jobs, aren't they? And I think you've got to focus really on... Your focus will have to be on one job. I think, you know, you can't be going home thinking, well, who's playing well in this situation? And, you know, my focus really, I can't take my eye off the ball at Tottenham at the moment, because we're looking to get Champions League football. We're still in the FA Cup, and I owe it to them to continue to keep completely focused on the job I'm doing here. The players... You know, it wouldn't be fair to anybody at this club if I suddenly started letting my thoughts wander elsewhere.
Fabio Capello claims his resignation wasn't an escape and says he left because there was a misunderstanding, but insists he was happy in the job. And with all the clamour for Redknapp to take over, there's been support for the Italian from his compatriot. That's the Manchester City manager, Roberto Mancini.
I don't know the reason, but I can say that... National team have lost a top manager, and I think that with Fabio they can have a big chance to win Europa Championship.
Now, Zambia's coach is relishing the challenge of plotting away past Ivory Coast in the Africa Cup of Nations final on Sunday. The Chipolo Polo are underdogs for the match against the tournament favourites, but can call on an upset of Ghana in the semi-final for inspiration. And Herve Reynard is looking forward to the tactical battle with Ivory Coast, who've yet to concede a goal in the tournament.
Yeah, this is fantastic for me. When I watch Manchester United versus Chelsea, I'm not looking at the game like you. All the time, my concentration is on the tactics, on the organization, what players they are doing when they are losing the ball, where they are trying to get the ball. Barcelona try to get the ball as higher as possible. Some team in Italy or some team in England are dropping a lot to wait their opponent. That means it's a different philosophy. And all the games are different. Sometimes people are saying, this game is not good. But me, I'm enjoying to watch some games because I have a different eyes. That means this game is like the Ghanaian game. It's fantastic for me. I will try to do something.
And ahead of this Sunday's final, let's hear from some Ivory Coast fans and find out what they think will happen when they meet Zambia.
At any time, I mean, at every moment, you can score a goal.
I think it's going to be very difficult for us, but I think Ivory Coast will win 2-0.
And Drogba, he's a kind of player that has a capacity that is really natural. And the guy, I'm sure that he'll have to score something like 2 goals.
Now, the world's newest country is hoping to play a part at the next Africa Cup of Nations. South Sudan have been officially admitted into CAF at the governing body's General Assembly and hopes of becoming a full member of FIFA in the coming years. Dr. Chirino Hiteng Afuho is the sports minister and has grand plans to develop football in the country formed just last year after gaining independence from Sudan.
We have already put a plan to develop 10 stadia. In the 10 capitals of the 10 states of South Sudan. As you know, we are a federal system. So we hope that in a number of years, we should be able to compete quite well within the region and the continent.
Yeah, when do you think that South Sudan will have a team that could compete here in the Cup of Nations, as your neighbours Sudan did here?
Absolutely. Now that we are members of CAF, we are full members of CAF. From today, any continental competition South Sudan is going to be in. Now,
but when will you be competitive?
Well, we'll start immediately in the next qualifications for the next match. The year now is 2012, so we are looking to 2014.
Now in tennis, Roger Federer has lost a Davis Cup match for the first time in 9 years. He was beaten by the USA's John Isner in 4 sets in Freiburg. The BBC's Chris Bowers was watching.
At the start of the Davis Cup day, most people believed the USA's chances of pulling off a shock win over Roger Federer's Switzerland lay in Marty Fish beating Stanislas Wawrinka, as there was no way Federer was likely to lose to John Isner. Well, the day ends with the US 2-up, Fish having beaten Wawrinka in 4 hours 26 minutes, and Federer having lost his unbeaten Davis Cup singles record that stretches back 8.5 years and 15 matches. Isner was quite outstanding in his 4 sets win over Federer. He went for broke and frequently hit the target. Of course, people will read into this more evidence of a gradual decline in Federer's fortunes. But the Swiss didn't play badly on a makeshift clay court that was always likely to cause a few rogue points. The Swiss aren't out of this yet, but Federer's chances of capturing his missing Davis Cup winner's medal look as far away as ever after Fisch's and Isner's heroics.
And Ferrari's Fernando Alonso has posted the quickest time in the fourth and final day of Formula One pre-season testing in Jerez. The Spaniard did 2 laps faster than anybody else managed on Friday. Toro Rosso's novice Jean-Éric Vergne was second, just ahead of Red Bull's defending champion Sebastian Vettel. The best time of the week, though, was recorded by Nico Rosberg. He was driving in last year's Mercedes. Stay with us, though, if you can, for further updates throughout the day. That is the latest world sport from the BBC.